heaven.
请大家低头默祷。
Please pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
感谢天上的真神带领我们经过了两个晚上的布道聚会了。
We thank the God in heaven who has guided us through the past two nights of evangelical services.
第一天我们知道了主耶稣圣名的权柄和能力。
In the first night, we have understood that the power and the authority of Lord Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit.
我们也知道主耶稣是要赐给我们平安，改变世界人类命运的神。
We also know that Lord Jesus is the God who is going to change our fate.
我们今天更要来认识主耶稣是战胜死权的神。
And today we're going to learn that Lord Jesus is the God who can overcome death.
我们人最害怕的就是面对死亡。
And we human beings are most afraid of death.
我们常常成为这种死亡恐惧的奴仆。
And we are oftentimes the slaves of death.
我们因为害怕死亡，所以想尽各种方法都要逃避死亡的符号。
And because we're afraid of death, so that we want to avoid to mention death.
所以有人在电梯里面不敢放四号四楼这个号码。
So that's why in the elevators.Some people they dare not to put number 4 inside.
有人不敢放13号这个号码。
Some people they dare not to put 13, floor 13.
因为这两个号码好像都代表死亡的意义。
Because these two numbers seem to represent death.
但是我们相信主耶稣的人却得到了平安。
But then for us who believe in Jesus, we have received peace.
因为主耶稣你已经战胜死亡。
Because Lord Jesus, you have already conquered death.
你从三天以后从死里复活。
After you were dead for 3 days, you resurrected.
所以你带给我们复活的盼望。
So you bring the hope of life to us.
今天我们相信你的人，我们也知道我们离开这个世界不是死亡，而是睡着了。
So today, for us who believe in you, after we die, we know that we are not dead, but then we are asleep.
我们睡着了，有一天总要再醒过来。
And after when we will wake up one day from our sleep.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你战胜死亡，所以我们也可以战胜死亡的恐惧感。
And because you have conquered death, that's why we can conquer the fear of death.
主啊，今天我们这个布道聚会就要来讲解你福音的奥秘。
Lord, in this evangelical services, we are going to say your teachings.
求你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
赐给你的仆人有智慧跟口才。
May you give your servants wisdom,
能够来讲解福音的奥秘，
so that they may explain the mystery of the gospel.
也让我们各位朋友能够打开心门，
and may you also open up the hearts of our friends.
能够听得明白福音的真理，
so that they may understand the mystery of the gospel.
进一步能够领受主耶稣的恩典跟平安，
so that they may receive the peace of and the grace of Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们现在把这样的布道会交托在你的手上。
Lord, we put this evangelical service into your hand.
求你亲自带领。
May you guide us.
我们把一切荣耀都归在你的名下。
We give all the glory and honor into your hand.
愿你的平安福气临到我们在座所有的朋友和弟兄姐妹的身上。
May all your peace and blessing be unto us who are here today.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，今天是第三个晚上的布道会。
Thank God, tonight is the third night for our evangelical service.
在这里非常欢迎各位朋友能够继续来参加我们的布道会。
Really welcome all the friends who can attend with us.
感谢神，今天又看到几位新的面孔的朋友来到我们当中。
Thank God, tonight we have seen some new faces here.
求主耶稣能够带领，让我们这次的布道会能够让我们明白福音的平安跟真理。
May Lord Jesus guide our evangelical service so that we may understand the peace of His gospel.
我们仍然要邀请美国所差派的叶传道来为我们讲道。
We're still going to invite Preacher Ye from U.S. to speak the sermon for us. Good evening, everyone.
愿神的恩惠经常与大家同在。
May God's grace and peace be with you all.
也欢迎大家来参加今天晚上 最后一个晚上的布道会。
And I welcome everyone to attend this last night of evangelical service.
现在奉主做圣名，为他做见证。
Now I testify in the name of Lord Jesus.
一般人都很不喜欢谈到死亡的问题。
And for usually we people do not like to talk about death.
尤其那些在卖人寿保险的，他们经常会碰上闭门羔，这个人家不欢迎。
And for those who are selling life insurance, not a lot of people like to buy those insurance.
因为他们在推销的时候经常要提到死亡的问题。
Because when they're trying to make a sale, they have to mention death.
大家都不喜欢听。
And nobody likes to listen to that.
但是呢，死亡却是人类所要共同面临的一个命运。
But then fate is, death is all the fate that we have to face.
我们请看《传道书》第八章第八节。
Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
传道书第八章第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
传道书第八章第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场的征战呢，没有人能够免得了啊！邪恶也不能够救那好行邪恶的人。这边说没有人能够掌管他的生命。
And here it tells us that no one has the power to, control his own spirits.
全世界没有一个人能够留住自己的生命。
And no one in this world is able to retain his own life.
没有人能够掌管他的死期，说我什么时候要死就。那个时间死
，and no one is able to control when he will die.
这一场呢是好像一种征战
，and this is like a war.
没有人能够免得了的
，and no one is able to escape from this war.
就是有钱人他也必须要经过一死
，and even though for those who are rich, they still have to die.
再有权力的人他也必须要面对死亡
，even though those who have great authorities, they still have to face death.
前不久委内瑞拉的总统他因为身患癌症，所以已经到了末期。
And there was this not long before there was a president of this country. He has this terminal illness.
那委内瑞拉总统是很有权势的。
And this president, he was full of power and authority.
他等于是一辈子都可以当总统的人。
He is able to be the president for his whole life.
那他因为已经到了末期已经不能够再治疗了，之后他再回国。
But because he has terminal cancer, so that he has to return back to his own country.
他本来是到古巴接受治疗。
He originally went to Cuba for treatment.
但是已经好像没有什么希望可以治疗他的癌症。
But it seems that there was no hope for him.
他要死以前呢，跟他部下说了一句话。
And before his death, he told his officials.
说拜托不要让我死了，我不想死。
He told them.I don't want to die.
当然他不想死啊，因为他的家产有13亿啊。
Of course, he didn't want to die because he has 1.3 billion of his possession.
13亿美金的人，又是个权势的人，也留不住他的生命。
Even though he had 1.3 billion dollars and he has so much authority, he still cannot keep his own life.
他也是必须要经过死亡。
He still has to go through death.
死是人类的。做主以后的一个结局呀。
And death is the consequence after men are cursed.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
以前还没有信耶稣的时候。
And before we believe in Jesus.
人人都是死在罪恶过犯当中。
Everyone died in their own iniquity.
因为人缺乏了神的荣耀。
Because men they lack the glory of God.
所以他的生命就变成死亡。
So their life become death.
人都很不喜欢听到死。
That's why nobody likes to hear about death.
死啊，实在是太可怕了。
And death is too frightening.
死可怕是因为呢。
And it is so frightening.
一个家美满的家庭可能会就因此死一个人的死亡就破碎了。
Then it may cause a very happy family to be broken.
好像最近在波士顿有一个马拉松比赛。
And like recently in Boston, there is this marathon.
那个有个做爸爸的人他很辛苦啊，我一直跑到一个终点呢。
And there was a father who ran to the end of the race.
这26里路很长哎。
There were 26 miles, and it was very long.
啊，这位当爸爸的那个就很认真跑。
So this father, he ran very quickly.
那他家里的人哈，大大小小，他的妻子儿女啊，都在终点迎接着他。
And this family, they were waiting for him at the end of the race.
啊，就在他要完成冲向那个终点那个那条线的那一刹那。
When he almost reached the finish line,
他要屈情啊，拥抱他的儿子，八岁的儿子。
And he was going to hug his 8-year-old son.
他儿子跑向他的父亲啊，准备拥抱他 ，kiss 他。
And this little boy, he tried to kiss the father.
啊，没想到啊，一个炸弹啊，在爆炸了。
But then a bomb went off.
当时把他的儿子八岁的儿子就炸死了。
At that time, it killed the son.
本来是一个很美满的家庭啊。
And it was originally a very happy family.
因为死亡的来临，就变成破碎了。
But because of death, this happy family was broken.
死亡可怕是因为啊，我们要自己走这条路啊。
And death is very frightening because we have to walk on this way alone.
不管我们的父母亲多么的爱我们
，No matter how much our parents love us.
不管我们的配偶多么的爱我们
，No matter how much our spouse love us.
不管我们的子女多么的孝顺
，And no matter how much our children is filial and honor us.
这条死亡之路啊，没有一个人能够替我们走啊。
And nobody is able to walk.On this way of death for us.
一定要自己走啊。
We have to walk on this way alone.
走，我们怕。
And that's why we are afraid.
我们怕的原因啊，是因为有人啊，不知道死后要往哪里去啊。
And we are also afraid of it because we do not know where we will go after it.
啊，在十几年啊，我曾经到过台中的教会啊，参加他们的灵布道会。
And 10 some years ago, I went to a Taichung church to attend their evangelical service.
啊，有一位女性的慕道者。
And there was a female truth seeker.
啊，她就分享她为什么要来真耶稣教会来慕道。
And she shared with us why she wanted to come to True Jesus Church to truth seek.
因为她的先生啊，大概两年以前呢，因为肝癌啊死亡。
And because his husband died of the liver cancer.
那她的先生要死亡以前呢，告诉她。
And before the death, the husband told her.
她说我很害怕。
And the husband said that I'm very afraid.
因为我不知道死后要往哪里去呀、啊、
？Because I don't know where I will go after I die.
我死后你一定要去教会。
And after I die, you have to go to church.
啊，当然，她先生还没有说是哪一个教会的。
And of course, the husband did not tell her which church she should go.
结果那个太太在她先生死以后
，So after the death of her husband,
她要找电话本。
And she went into the yellow pages.
啊，感谢主了，神的带领，她说一下子就找到真耶稣教会这个抬头。
And thank God, God guided her, and she found True Jesus Church.
找到打电话来教会求道。
So she called the church, and she truth-seek in our church.
这个很多人啊，这个死以后不知道要往哪里去啊。
There are so many people they did not know where they will go after death.
说人对死亡啊总是害怕无助。
So when they face death, they will feel very helpless.
啊，但是主耶稣来就是要破除这种死亡的阴影。
But then when Lord Jesus comes, he is going to destroy the shatter the shadow of death.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来书第二章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
十四。
14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也就是指的主耶稣，也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节，
15.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。主耶稣他本来是天上的神
，Lord Jesus he is the God in heaven，
他要成了跟你我一样有血有肉之躯体。
And he come into this earth, become flesh and blood like us. And so he come into this world. And through death, he is going to destroy the power, Satan. Because after man sinned, death come into the world. And the Satan, he control the world.
So man, 只要一生出啊，就是被那个罪恶的权势勾住了。
So once a man is born, they will be under the bondage of sin.
他被他连住了。
And they will be caught in it.
啊，被死亡的毒钩啊连住了。
And they will be hooked by the hook of death.
跑不掉啊。
and they cannot escape.
人都很害怕。
And everyone is very afraid.
所以主耶稣来就是要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
So when Lord Jesus comes, he's going to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
那为什么很多人怕死？
So why do so many people afraid of death?
有时候基督徒啊，有些时候我们也怕死啊。
And sometimes for Christians, they are afraid of death as well.
我们知道天国很美好啊。
We know that heaven is a good place.
那天国很美好，可能是变成一种口号啊。
But then when we say that, it seems we're only paying our lip service.
啊，真正要死的时候，又好像不大愿意。
And when we're facing death, it seems that we don't even want to die.
因为也是怕。
Because we're also afraid.
那因为我们对死亡、对生的意义啊不大了解。
And it's because we do not understand what is the meaning of life.
那以前的孔夫子啊，他说啊，不知道生，怎么知道死啊？
And Confucius, he once said that if you do not know life, how can you know death?
所以可见我们知道生的话，就知道死。
So in other words, we will know death if we know life.
那生啊，一般我们的看法是。Baby 哈，从妈妈的肚子出来以后啊，那个就是生命的开始了。
So normally you will think that the beginning of life is when the baby is born from the womb.
所以一出生以后就开始计时啊，零秒、一秒、两秒啊，一分钟、两分钟哈，然后一个小时、一天、两天啊，他是一周岁的。
So after a baby is born, we'll start counting, and then we'll start the second and the hour, how many hours has passed and how many years has passed.
所以 baby 的生命啊，是从离开母体以后才开始计算的。
So the life of a baby is started. We counted starting from the time when the baby left the womb.
好像在妈妈的肚子里头还不算。
It seems that it still does not count when the baby is still inside the womb.
那其实这个 baby 的生命啊，老早就已经有了。
But then this life of the baby has already existed.
啊，圣经怎么说
？What does the Bible say?
我们看生命的意义到底是什么
？And what is the meaning of life?
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Listen to Psalm 139.
这是一个很有趣的议题。来，诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
十六节。
Verse 16.
一百三十九篇十六节。
Psalm 139, verse 16.
请大家注意念。
And let's pay close attention to this verse.
我未成形的体质啊，你的眼睛早已看见了，你所定的日子。我尚未度一日啊，你都写在你的册上的。所以我们的生命啊，老早就被神写在册上的。
So our life is already written in the book of God already.
我们的生命老早就有了嘞。
And our life has already existed.
啊，不是在妈妈的肚子怀孕那个时候才开始有的。
It does not only begin when we are inside our mother's womb.
啊，再请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
《使徒行传》十七章。
Acts chapter 17。
《使徒行传》十七章。
Acts chapter 17。
二十四节。
Verse 24。
十七章二十四节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 24。
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主宰，就不住在人所造的殿。二十五节。
25。
也不用人所服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给人。二十六节。
26。
他从一本造出万族的人啊，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。所以人的生命啊，早就要被神啊写在一本册子上了。
So the life of man has already written by God inside his book.
啊，那一本册子上已经写了说什么时候要出生，什么时候要生命要结束。
And this book has already written when this person is going to be born and when his death is.
啊，甚至于呢，要住到什么地方啊，都写好了。
And the book even will say where you will live.
啊，比如说三年前以前啊，就已经知道，就已经这个本子了。
And for example, you would know about this book before.
那明天啊，假如有个 baby 要出生了
，and if you know this book 3 years ago, and you know that there is going to be a baby going to be born tomorrow,
啊，三千年以前就写说，那2013年的某月某日啊，这个 baby 要出生，所以按照那一本本子来进行，哎，时候到了，时候满足了，这个 baby 就出生了。
And 3,000 years ago, this book may have already been written, and then in 2013, this baby is born, and the time has come.
所以那个时候就有生命哦，老早就生命就在生命册上了。
And at that time, our life is already written on the book of life.
现在呢，只是一个肉体的呈现，把它呈现出来，有血有肉。
And right now, we are only a manifestation of in flesh and blood.
可是那一个生命呢，那一个生命，假如是离开神的话，犯罪的生命，它本身呢，就是没有生命的内在生命。
But then if that life were to sin against God and depart from God, then the life inside him is dead.
所以就变成有个内在生命跟外在生命。
So there's a life within us, and then there's an outward life as well.
外在生命就是看得见的你我这个躯体。
The life outwardly we can see it. It is the flesh and blood, the body that we can see.
那个内在生命就是神已经写在本质上啊，定预先定主人连线所做疆界的那一个册子上。
The inward life is the life that God has written, or He has already predetermined it inside His book.
那因为自从始祖亚当犯罪以来
，and this has ever started ever since our ancestor Adam has sinned.
要全世界的人，虽然说这本质上有他名，但是这些人呢、啊，都是死在罪犯过犯当中的。
And after him, even though all the men in the earth has their name were all written in this book, but then they have sinned.And they had died in sin.
那外在的生命有时间的限制。
And the life outwardly it is limited by time.
因为神已经定准了年限。
Because God has already set the time.
所以时间一到就必须要走的。
And when the time has come, then you have to depart from the world.
但是内在生命那个生命呢是永远在的。
But then the life inwardly is the life that would exist forever.
不管是活的生命、死的生命，都是永远存在的。
No matter it is a life.That is alive or that is dead, it will exist forever.
而且更严重的事情是内在生命死了以后仍然有知觉的。
And what is even more frightening is that our inward life would even have feelings or senses after our life dies.
虽然人死了以后，这个外在的躯体没有知觉。
Even though after our being is dead.And we do not feel anything anymore.
人就不能呼吸了。
Because we no longer breathe.
脑部作用也丧失了。
And our brain stop functioning.
所以没有知觉。
So we do not feel anything.
但是那个内在生命呢，有知觉的。
But in the inward life, it will feel something.
所以审判厉害就是在那一点呢。
So it is why the judgment is so frightening.
外在生命的毁坏，死亡不可怕。
And if our life is dead, it is not scary.
一点都不可怕。
It is not frightening at all.
我有一次刚从国外回来。
And there was once when I came back from a foreign country.
有位姐妹她很好心呢。
And there was this sister, she was very nice.
她说叶传道来，我帮你针灸。
And she told me that preacher here, I'll perform acupuncture for you.
我说不要，我最怕针哦，最怕针哎，不要了。
And I told her that I'm very afraid of needles, so no, thank you.
她一直说很好意啊，说没关系，来，没问题的，我帮你针哈。
But she was being very nice, so she said it's okay, I will do it, I'll perform this acupuncture on you.
因为我看你很疲乏，很累。
Because I see you're very tired.
那既然她那么的诚恳，我说。坐在椅子上，就让他针了。
So since she looks, she's very sincere, so that I sat on the chair, and so she did this the acupuncture on me.
我这眼睛闭着。
So I closed my eyes.
他说那个针不加拖长，我不知道哈，因为我很怕，所以他就针我的头啊。
So I did not know how long the needle was, but then she put this needle and poked it into my head.
那第一针刺进去以后。
And when she put this needle into my head, When the first needle came,
第二针
and then she put down the second one.
那第二针的时候，就说：“哎呀，我怎么眼前是一片黑暗呢？”
And then when she put the second one, I started feeling I'm seeing darkness.
有什么金光闪闪
？And why do I feel I'm seeing stars?
话还没说完，我就倒地了。
And before I can say
就晕倒过去了。
I fainted.
那醒来的时候，就好像我觉得有人在压我的这个什么嘴唇啊。
And when I woke up, I felt someone was pressing on my lip.
我就醒过来。
And then I woke up.
所以从我晕倒到醒过来这一段期间呢
？So during this time when I was fainting,
我都失去知觉。
I have lost all my senses.
不知道什么事情呢
？I did not know what happened.
很舒服啊。
And it felt very good.
什么事都不知道。 完全休息哈，脑筋呢休息一片空白。
I was resting and my mind went blank.
死亡就像这样子的。
And death seems like that.
刚刚谢传道所说的，死亡就睡觉啊。
And Preacher Xie had mentioned that death is like sleeping.
非常的熟睡啊。
And you're sleeping.
哎，没有做什么梦。
You're not dreaming anything.
一点都不可怕。
And it is not scary.
可怕就那个审判啊，死亡假设没有得救的话，那个审判。有知觉的快乐跟悲哀都是有知觉的。
But then, what is scary is when we face the judgment, and we will feel the joy, and we will feel the sorrow after the judgment.
啊，那死亡以后啊，就进入永恒。
Because after judgment, we'll go into eternity.
我们看以前的皇帝啊，秦始皇哦，还是说以前古老的人啊，一千年还是两千年死的人，到现在还是在死的状态之下。
And we can see that the people who died thousands of years ago, they still remain dead today.
再经过一万年，假设这个地球还存在着一万年的话，他们还是继续死。我们这代的人也是死的。
And 10,000 years later, if the earth were to be remained, then they will still remain dead, and we'll still remain dead.
假设地球一亿年以后还存在着。
And if the earth were to still exist after 100 million years later.
我们今天在座的这些人都是死的了。
And all of us here, sitting here today, will be dead.
活不过来啊，醒不过来，还是在死的状态之下。
We will not be living, and we will still be dead.
所以那是永恒的。
So it is eternal.
啊，可是呢，这个有知觉哈。
But、
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Book of Luke.
路加福音十六章。
Book of Luke, chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
十九节
，verse 19。
路加福音十六章十九节
，Luke 16:19。
有一个财主啊，身穿着紫色袍和细麻布的衣服，啊，天天奢华宴乐。这个人啊，不错哈、啊，财主很享受。
So this is a man, rich man, he was very enjoying his life.
二十节
，20。
又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉撒路，啊，浑身生疮，被人放在财主的门口。
21
要得财主这个有钱人家桌子上掉下来的食物充饥，并且过来填他的疮。22节
22、
啊、后来呢，那讨饭的人死了、啊、讨饭的人先死了，所以他很不幸，比那个有钱人先死。
So this is a beggar, he died, and then he was very unfortunate, he died before the rich man、
啊、可是呢，他去哪里？他说被天使带去了，放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
But then he was carried away by the angels into the Abraham's bosom.
那后来呢？财主也死了。
And the rich man he also died.
23节。
In verse 23.
他去哪里呢？他在阴间里受苦啊。
And then he went to Hades and he was being tormented.
24节。
24.
他就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头啊，用指头尖啊沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里，我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”所以他知道清楚得很啊，那个火焰他也知道苦，他也叫得出来啊。
So this rich man he suffered a lot and he knew that the fire was there.
可是这一切都是死亡以后发生的事情啊。
But then all these happened after he died.
所以死亡以后还有另外一个生命。
So after a person's death, and there will be another life.
啊，那一个生命是永恒的。
And that life is eternal.
那一个生命是有知觉的。
And that life has, we can sense things.
所以，假设信耶稣哈，到天堂也是有知觉，我们很快乐的。
So if we go to we believe in Jesus, we go to heaven, and then we will feel very happy. We will feel things.
那没有信耶稣的人下地狱受痛苦也是有知觉的。
And if they don't believe in Jesus, they go down into hell, and then they will still suffer, and they still feel something.
所以这两条路哈，聪明的人他都知道要做什么选择的。
So a wise man, they will know which road to choose.
那不相信的人啊，他就选择不信。
And those who do not believe, he will not believe.
不信就要灭亡啊。
And if he chooses not to believe, then he will be destroyed.
所以死后呢？是要接受审判的。
And after a person dies, then that person will be judged.
我们将来下地狱跟上天堂哈，的那一种快乐，那种悲哀的情形，就好像有些时候我们做好梦啊，做噩梦啊。
And when we go down to hell or to heaven in the future, it's like we're having a nightmare or we're having a good dream.
我们做好梦，我很高兴的。
If we're having a good dream, then we'll be very happy.
八点了，早上八点醒过来的。
But then at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we wake up.
我们虽然说很想再进入梦乡啊，可是已经要上班了。
But then we still want to stay dreaming, but then we have to go to work.
不能够再回去梦境啊。
We cannot go back to our dream.
因为醒过来了。
Because we have woke up.
那假如我们做噩梦。
But then if we have nightmares.
啊，做噩梦啊，这全身发冷汗呐。
And then we will have cold sweat.
哎，醒过来以后。
And after we woke up from the nightmare,
哎呀，拍拍胸膛，哎呀，好在是只是梦而已啊，不是真的。
And then we will feel very happy because it is only a dream.
因为我们还活着，所以不管是做好梦，是做噩梦，我们还会醒过来呀。
And because we are still alive, no matter whether we are having nightmares or we're having good dreams, we can still wake up.
但是人死亡以后接受审判。
But then after a person dies, he will be judged.
醒不过来啊。
He will not wake up.
上天堂享受，下地狱接受惩罚，都是永远的事情。
And if you were to go to heaven to enjoy life, or you go down to hell to suffer, they are both eternal.
因为主耶稣来就是要把我们释放。
Because when Lord Jesus comes, He is going to release us.
只要信他接受洗礼。
As long as we believe in Him and we go through baptism,
我们就明白死亡的道理。
Then we will understand the teaching of life.
死亡并不可怕。
And we know that death is not frightening.
啊，有位姐妹啊，她身患癌症。
And there was a sister who was inflicted with a cancer.
啊，经过两年的奋战，终于失败。
And after 2 years of struggling, she finally couldn't win over this cancer.
啊，她要离开世间以前，她就交代她的家人。
So before she left the world, she instructed her family.
啊，不要帮她办丧礼。
Do not perform funeral for her.
反正要帮她办一个庆祝会。
But then you have to perform a celebration for her.
你看家里人怎么庆祝得下去呀？
But then we can see how would the family be able to celebrate for her death?
但是她本身了解死亡的道理呀。
But then she herself knows the teaching of death.
她本人了解死亡是什么意义。
She herself knows what it means to die.
所以她不怕。
So she was not afraid.
她反而被解放，却被释放啊。
So she was released.
所以她是值得庆幸的，值得庆祝。
So it is in fact something that we can celebrate.
不要办这次礼拜，就要办庆祝会。
And we should not hold memorial service, but rather a great celebration.
因为啊，主耶稣已经战胜死亡了。
Because Lord Jesus, He has already conquered death.
啊，主耶稣的死啊，跟其他人的死是不一样的。
And the death of Lord Jesus is different from everyone else's death.
所以我们才值得敬拜他。
And that's why we can worship Him.
值得跟随他。
And that's why we can follow Him.
我们知道释迦牟尼
，and we know the founder of Buddhism, Siddhartha.
释迦牟尼怎么死的
？And how did he die？
他是有一次要跟他的门徒啊走路啊。
And one time when he was walking with his disciples.
啊，那时候他已经八十几岁了。
At that time he was 80 some years old.
要去一个地方。
And he went to this place.
而且肚子很饿。
And because he was very hungry.
啊，那个地方也没什么 7-Eleven 啊。
And there was no 7-Eleven in that place.
也没有什么这个什么 Kentucky Chicken.
And there was no.
没有麦当劳。
There is no McDonald's or KFC over there.
所以找不到餐馆吃啊，也没有什么续香园呐。
So he couldn't find any restaurants to eat.
哇，只看到旁边有野菜。
But then he saw some vegetables on the road.
啊，就采野菜来吃啊。
So she take this vegetable and ate this plant.
啊，那个野菜有毒。
But then this plant was poisonous.
啊，吃了以后就大肚子的。
So after he ate this plant, he had diarrhea.
啊，他们也没有带什么解药。
And he didn't bring any antidote or medicine with him.
啊，拉肚子太久了，这个水分都泄光了。
And after he had so much diarrhea, he got dehydrated.
所以孔子不是啊，这个释迦牟尼就死了的。
So in the end, this person died.
他不愿意死啊。
But then he did not want to die.
他在病死的。
And he was ill, and then he died.
那穆罕默德呢？
But then what about Muhammad?
他六十几岁的时候是发高烧死的。
And he died when he was 60 years old, and he died from high fever.
那他不想死啊。
He also did not want to die.
我们的孔先生啊，孔子。
But for Confucius.
他是62岁的时候死的。
He died when he was 62.
他是发烧死的。
He also died from high fever.
他们都不想死的。
They did not want to die.
但主耶稣不一样。
But then Lord Jesus, he was
主耶稣三十几岁的时候。
And Lord Jesus, when he was 30 some years old,
他说自己要愿意为人类而死。
He willingly laid down his life for man.
他是自己愿意的。
He did this willingly.
所以圣经说他自己愿意把命舍去，他要权柄再把它拿回来。
And the Bible tells us that he laid down his life willingly so that he had the authority to take it back.
那我们看圣经怎么说。
So let's see what the Bible says.
来，以赛亚书。
Book of Isaiah.
43章。
Verse chapter 43.
53章，以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
53章第十节。
53:10。
第十。
10。
耶和华却定义了将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。11节
，Verse 11，
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。啊，有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且。他要担当他们的罪孽，12节。
12。
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分如物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他被列在罪犯之中，他却担当许多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。主耶稣啊，将命倾倒。
So Lord Jesus, he poured out his soul.
那这是他自己啊，愿意的。
And he did this willingly himself. And nobody forced him to do it.
那主耶稣为我们死，他就流出他的宝血啊，他被挂在十字架上，所以血就流出来。
And Lord Jesus, he died for us. He was crucified on the cross, and he shed his precious blood.
啊，那个血啊，就洗去我们的罪。
And that blood washes away our sins.
因为主耶稣的死啊，就替我们偿，替我们偿债，罪债。
Because the death of Lord Jesus has paid our wages of sin.
我们就可以称义啊，算是义人了。
And that's why we can be justified.
啊，主耶稣他甘愿为我们牺牲。
And Lord Jesus, he was willingly sacrifice his life for us.
因为主耶稣他打破自己的身体。
Because he broke his own body.
就为我们开出一条又新又活的道路。
So that's why he was able to open up a new and living way for us.
这条路啊，以前没有人走过的。
And nobody has ever walked on this way.
是主耶稣啊，用他的身体，用他的血啊，为我们开的。
But Lord Jesus has opened up this way through his body and his blood.
And
a lot of us are walking on this bloody road. We're walking on the grace of Lord Jesus. So how did the Old Testament time describe this road? Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8.
35章第八节。
Chapter 35, verse 8.
以赛亚书35章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8.
在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路。污秽的人呢，不得经过，必专为属灵行走。行路的人虽然愚昧，也不至于失迷。第九节。
Verse 9.
在那里必没有狮子、猛兽，也不登这路。在那里都遇不见。只有属民在那里行走，我们看，有一条路啊，有一条大道，这个高速公路啊，称为圣路。
So there is a highway, he'll be called the highway of holiness.
好像我们有一条路叫做 Kingsway Highway 啊。
Like we have this Kingsway.
但是呢，没有人叫做圣路。
But then no, that way is not called the way of holiness.
主要在这里人说有一条路叫做圣路了。
But then there's a way called the highway of holiness.
污秽的人不得经过。
And the unclean shall not pass over it.
所以就是要经过主耶稣宝血洗礼，没有罪的人才能够走这条路。
So only the people who are washed through Lord Jesus' blood can walk on this way.
走这条路啊，永不塞车。
And when they walk on this way, there will be no traffic jam.
因为啊，人不多了。
Because there are not a lot of people in it.
得救的人少嘛，对不对？
Because not a lot of people are saved.
所以我们不要走什么一号公路啊，走二号公路啊，走三号公路、四号公路都不要走，那会塞车。
So we should not go on Highway 1 or Highway 2 or 3 or 4 because we'll have traffic jam.
什么国道啊、省道什么都不用走，就走这条路。 永不塞车。We
don't have to go on any highway because we only walk on this way because there will be no traffic jam.
这条路上虽是愚顽愚面的人也不会失迷。And
even whoever walks on the road, even though he's a fool, he will not go astray.
走这条路啊，不需要GPS。
We don't need GPS for this road.
因为走这条路的话，神的话就是假存在灯路上的光。
Because when we walk on this way, the word of God is our lamp to our feet.
所以不会失迷。
So we will not go astray.
不会迷路。
And we will never be lost.
在那里呢，也没有狮子，没有老虎，没有野兽。
And there is no lion or any ravenous beast over there.
走在那条路啊，不会发生车祸，很安全。
So if we walk on that way, there will be no accident, traffic accidents. It is very safe.
这个动物啊不会来的。
And there will be no wild animals coming into this road.
印尼啊，有一位传道他见证。
And there was in Indonesia, a preacher he had testified.
那时候他还没当传道。
At that time he was not a preacher yet.
然后他的爸爸没有信主啊。
And his father still has not believed in Jesus.
然后他爸爸离开世间。
So his father departed from the world.
然后他们的兄弟也没有信主啊。
So his brothers did not believe in the Lord.
所以就用这个外邦的方式来为他的爸爸办丧礼。
So they used the other ways to perform the funeral for his father.
所以就是请那个法师来招他爸爸的魂。
So they asked for the diviners to call on the soul of his father.
哇，那个法师很认真很慢，一直招，招不到魂呢。
And this diviner, he was very he focused. But then he could not call on the soul.
平常他都很顺利啊，都是能够很简单的，一次就能够找到那个死人的灵魂。
And usually it was very easy for him to call on the spirit of the dead.
这怎么找不到？
But then this time he was not able to.
他就说，请问你们当中有没有人信耶稣的？
And then he asked them that, does anyone among you believe in Jesus?
有的话，请你们离开。
And if you believe in Jesus, please go away.
我们这位传道他就离开了。
So this preacher, he left that place.
他离开以后,
after he left,
马上就找到他爸爸的魂了。
The diviner easily called on the spirit of his father.
所以我们信耶稣跟那个没信耶稣的是不一样的。
So for us who believe in Jesus and those who did not believe in Jesus, we are different.
我们是属于神的国度。
And we belong to the kingdom of God.
没信耶稣人是属于魔鬼的国度。
And for those who do not believe in Jesus, they belong to Satan.
真的不一样啊。
And we are different.
在阿根廷啊，很多中国大陆的移民呢。In
Argentina, there are many Chinese immigrants.
啊，他们中国大陆移民啊，比如福建啊、福清什么这些地方的人啊，移民到阿根廷都是开超级市场。And
for the Fujian or Fujian province, those people when they immigrated there, they would open up supermarkets.
在那里哈，很多抢劫。And
there is a lot of robberies over there.
所以我们传道就告诉当地的信徒啊，说，只要是有人抢劫的话哈，那怎么办呢？你们第一个哈，就是钱给他，不要反抗。So
the preacher told the members there that if someone were to rob you, the first thing you do is that you give the money to the robber.
第二个，跪下祷告。Secondly,
you have to kneel down to pray.
啊，那些人呐，那些中国大陆的信徒啊，他们不会讲西文，不会讲西班牙话。
And the immigrants there, they did not know how to speak Spanish.
啊，他们只会收钱。
They only know how to take the money from the customers.
因为那个货品啊，就是客人啊自己拿了以后呢，就去排队去付钱。
Because all their stocks, their customers would take the products and then they would pay at the counter.
所以一般的信徒啊，他们西文也听不懂，也不会讲啊。
So the members there, they do not understand Spanish at all.
虽然是赚钱，但是他们生活是很辛苦的。
So even though they will make some money, but then their life is actually very difficult.
有一天呢，这个姐妹呢，她的店呢，遭遇到抢劫了。
One day, a sister's shop was robbed.
有三个人呢，持枪进来抢劫。And
three people, they came in to her shop with guns.
她就记得传道的话，说跪下祷告。
And so she remembered the words from the preacher and then she knelt down to pray. And she even forgot to give the robber the money. But then she knelt down immediately to pray. And after she prayed for some time, she opened up her eyes. And where are the robbers? The robbers ran away. And they did not rob her.
因为神保护她。
Because God has protected her.
因为这一条路啊是属灵专门在走的。
Because this road is walked by the redeemers.
这条路没有狮子，没有猛兽，没有老虎。
There are no lions or tigers or beasts on this road.
在 Tampa 有一位弟兄啊。
In Tampa, there is this brother.
他有一次带着他的女朋友啊去看车展。
One day, he brought his girlfriend to see the car shows.
那他回来啊，就经过这个 Burger King 啊，要去买呀这个三明治。
So after the show, he and his girlfriend went to Burger King to have a sandwich.
啊，他进去，他要付钱啊。
So when he tried to pay for his meal,
啊，钱付好要准备要走的时候
，when he tried to leave the restaurant,
哇，有一个歹徒啊，就拿枪进来。
And a robber came in with a gun.
说在他都不能动，不许动。
And he said that nobody move.
哇，他很紧张啊。
And at that time he was very scared.
哇，他到心里面祷告啊。
Then he prayed inside his heart.
然后他就慢慢移动，慢慢移动哈。他在慢慢向那个门边的那边移动。
So he moved slowly toward the door.
他在移动的时候，他发现那个歹徒啊，好像是被僵住了。
And when he was moving toward the door, he found that.That robber, it seems that the robber froze.
歹徒好像机器人啊，那个时候失灵。
It seems that the robber was became a robot malfunction.
连眼那个歹徒眼睛都不会动。
And the robber, his eyes not even move.
枪是这样比着，但是呢，他没有随着他移动就这样子，他也是永远是这个方向。
He only pointed his gun at the same direction he came in, and then he did not even look at him.
所以刚才慢慢移动，慢慢移动啊，就移到那个门边，就赶快跑出去了。
And he moved slowly toward the door, and then he went out of the restaurant.
跑出去大概就开车哈。
So when he went out of the restaurant, he got into his car and tried to drive.
上车要离开那个 shopping center 以前。
And before he was to leave that shopping center,
他就看到警车来了。
Then he saw that the police car came.
说他没有受到伤害。
And he was not harmed at all.
为什么
？And why was that?
因为他是走在这一条圣路上。
Because he was walking on this highway of holiness.
这条圣路是谁开的
？And who opened up this way?
主要是用他的宝血为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Lord Jesus, He used His precious blood to open up this new and living way for us.
可是人死了，假设没有复活的话，那跟大家都一样死的。
But then, when a man dies, then if he does not resurrect, then that means he will still remain dead.
那主耶稣啊，死了三天了，被埋葬又复活了。
And Lord Jesus, He was dead for 3 days. He was buried, and then He resurrected.
但是天使啊，自己宣告主耶稣复活了。
But then the angels themselves declare that Lord Jesus has risen from the dead.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Book of Luke,
24章
chapter 24.
路加福音24章的第六节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 6.
24章第六节。
Chapter 24, verse 6.
天使说啊，他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？说天使宣告啊，主已经复活了。
So the angel here he proclaimed that Lord Jesus has already risen from the dead.
啊，主说复活要跟其他的教主要不一样。
And his resurrection is different from all other founders of the religions.
孔子没有复活，释迦牟尼没有复活，穆罕默德也没有复活。
Confucius.And the Muhammad, they did not resurrect.
啊，主耶稣他复活了。
But Lord Jesus, He resurrected.
啊，主耶稣复活就是要给万民啊做可信的一个凭据。
And the resurrection of Lord Jesus is to be an evidence for all the people of the earth.
怎么知道主耶稣就是神
？So how do we know Lord Jesus is God in heaven?
因为他从死里复活啊。
Because He resurrected from the dead.
那到底是谁看到他从死里复活
？So who has seen His resurrection?
所以他就用几个方法啊来。告诉门徒啊
，So he used some ways to tell this to the disciples.
第一个
，First，
很重要叫启示。
First he revealed to them.
啊，当时门徒他的门徒啊还不清楚啊，这是怎么一回事的
？At that time his disciples did not know what was going on.
所以主就打开他们心窍，让他们能够明白。
So Lord Jesus he opened up their hearts and so that they would understand.
所以主说叫启示。
So Lord Jesus he revealed to them.
那第二个，主说进入门徒当中。
Secondly, Lord Jesus he came into among the disciples.
啊，与他们说话，与他们一同吃喝。
And he talked with them, and then he ate with them.
哎，让他们摸一摸啊，你看我的肋骨啊，我的肋旁啊。
And you also let them touch his side.
啊，第三个。
And then thirdly.
主说让他们看见。
And then Lord Jesus also let them see him.
因为复活的身体啊，跟我们这个血肉之躯要不一样。
Because a body after resurrection is different from our fleshly body.
它不受时间空间的限制。
It is not restricted by time and space.
它现在在这里。
So now he can be here.
等一下眼睛一眨，他可以马上在非洲啊。
In the blink of an eye, he can go to Africa.
变成灵体。
Because he is a spiritual body.
所以他就显现给门徒看，说门徒就看到了。
So when he manifested himself to the disciples can see him.
所以后来门徒就深信，哎，主真的是复活了。
So that's why the disciples they believe Lord Jesus truly did resurrect.
那以后门徒就一直宣传这个主耶稣复活的信息呀。
So the disciples they proclaim the message that Lord Jesus has resurrection.
因为圣经说啊，当门徒看到他以后啊，心里就很喜乐。
Because the Bible tells us after the disciples saw him, they felt great joy inside their heart.
因为他们在冒着生命的危险去宣传主已经复活了。
Because they risked their life to proclaim that Lord Jesus has risen from death.
他们愿意受鞭打。
They were willing to be scourged.
他们愿意啊被关进监牢里。
They were willing to go down to jail.
他们宣扬主已经复活了。
But then they proclaimed that Lord Jesus has risen from death.
那主的复活对我们今天来讲有什么意义？
So what does this mean to us?
因为主的复活就变成基督教信仰的中心了。
Because the resurrection of Lord Jesus has become the core of our Christian faith.
基督教信仰就是把主的复活拿掉。
If in Christianity you take away this resurrection,
那我们就比众人更可怜了。
Then we'll become even more pitiful than everyone else.
我们就没有什么盼望啊。
We do not have any hope.
因为主耶稣死了，虽然是都为我们而死，但是死了就死了，也没有什么希望的。
So even though Lord Jesus died for us, but then we do not have any hope.
也是有很多的人、啊、有爱心、啊、那个有一次、啊、那个火车啊，列车发生车祸，列车就跑进河流里面了、啊。河流里面、啊、那个河都是一些鳄鱼啊。
And all people also had a love, and there was one time a train he lost the track and then went into a river, and in the river there were a lot of crocodiles.
啊，很多人都想跑出来、啊、逃出来。
A lot of people wanted to get out of the train.
因为那个车厢有部分已经浸在水里头啊。
Because there are many carts.Are already submerged inside the water.
啊，那个时候有个妈妈啊，她说一直啊用力把她的孩子推出窗户。
At that time, the mother tried to push her son out of the window.
妈妈爱小孩。
The mother she loved her child.
啊，妈妈自己啊被水淹死了。
And the mother herself she drowned.
所以有很多人也是为了别人在牺牲自己。
So a lot of people they still die for others.
那主要说，假如是没有复活的话，等于是一个。很有爱心的人而已、啊。
If Lord Jesus he did not resurrect, then he is only a person, a very loving person.
但是主耶稣复活了。
But Lord Jesus he did resurrect.
啊，主耶稣复活对我们今天来讲有什么意义、啊、
？So his resurrection, what does it mean to us today?
啊，第一个意义。
The first meaning.
让我们体验与主再相见哈的那种喜乐。
He will let us feel the joy of seeing him again.
好像我们很久没有看到一个人了，已经离开那么久了，现在要跟他。
It's like we have not seen a person for a long time, and we see him again, then we will feel very joyful.
就我们现在看到主也是很高兴。
So now when we see the Lord, we'll feel very joyful.
那我们怎么看到主的复活
？So how can we see His resurrection?
就像启示啊，启示啊。
Then it is through revelation, through Lord Jesus opening up our hearts.
那因为这个是信仰的问题，所以必须要相信。
And because this is faith, so we have to believe.
好像保罗也一样啊。
It is like Paul.
所以他也很高兴。
So he was very happy.
他说、啊、我们在腓立比书里面他说靠主要喜乐。
And in Philippians he tells us that we have to be joyful in the Lord.
啊，有一个晚上啊，我做到一个梦啊。
And there was this one night I had this dream.
啊，我妈妈大概在七年以前啊，她离开世间，那个时候她是九十岁。
And my mother she passed away 7 years ago. She was about 90 years old.
自从他离开世间以后，我就没有做到什么梦到我妈妈这种什么梦都没有梦到。
And after she passed away, I had never dreamed about her.
那有一晚上哈，我就梦到，哇，我要去见我妈妈。有个人说要带我去见我妈妈。
And one night I had this dream, and a person told me that I'm going to bring you to see your mother.
啊，我妈妈看起来就像30岁的样子。
And my mother, she looked like when she was in her 30s.
啊，90岁像30岁的样子。
And then she died when she was 90, but then she looked like she was 30 years old.
我心里面充满着喜乐了，哇！
At that time, I was filled with joy.
很高兴，我妈妈那么年轻。
And I was very happy and to see her to be very young.
啊，只是一个梦啊，醒过来，哎呀，妈妈，再来呀，再来呀，可是已经醒过来了。
But then after I woke up from the dream, it was only a dream, and I still wanted to see her, but then it was a dream.
所以我们以后要面对面见到主耶稣。
So later in the future, we will see Lord Jesus face to face.
哎，很喜乐。
And we will be very joyful.
那第二个意义。
The second meaning.
复活当时要先经过死亡啊。
And of course, before resurrection, we have to die first.
那复活以后就是一个生命的更新。
And after we are resurrected, then it is a renewal of life.
因为当时啊，魔鬼就以为主耶稣死了以后就完了，一切的救恩都完了，就不能够完成啊。
Because Satan at that time he thought that after Lord Jesus dies, then the salvation plan will come to a ruin.
哪里想到神以大能啊，再让主耶稣复活。
But then God, he uses mighty power to raise up Lord Jesus from the dead.
以另外一种新的生命来显现。
And he manifested himself in a new life.
主要就变成一个新生命的更新啊。
And this is a renewal of life.
因此我们基督徒在主里都是新造的人。
So for us, every one of us, we are a new creation in Christ.
但是我们必须要跟主一同死亡才会一同复活啊。
But then we have to die with him first, then we can resurrect with him.
就是要这种牺牲的精神。
And then we have to have the spirit of sacrifice.
要生命的更新。
And we have to have renewal of life.
那主耶稣他说愿意把自己啊拉低啊，愿意把自己啊的自我啊舍掉。
And Lord Jesus, he was willing to humble himself and to put down himself.
把自己啊倾倒。
And he was willing to pour his soul out.
才能够产生生命的更新呢。
So that then can he achieve the renewal of life?
那假如说没有把自我舍弃的话，那生命是很难更新的。
And if he did not let go of himself, then it is very difficult for him to have renewal of life.
啊，有个慕道者。
And there was this a truth seeker.
啊，他们夫妻的关系啊很不好。
And he had a really a bad relationship with his spouse.
后来经过教会的辅导。
And after church counseled them,
在鼓励他们读圣经
and the church counseled them to read the Bible.
后来他们生命更新啊。
So later on, their life were renewed.
啊，太太也领受圣灵啊。
And the wife, she received the Holy Spirit.
啊，感情又好起来。
And their relationship were amended.
所以就是要有人哦，有人 say sorry， 有人哦这样子甘愿哈，把自己拉低啊。
And there has to be one party who's willing to say sorry or who is willing to humble himself,
啊，生命才能够被更新。
Then can they have the renewal of life?
那第三个意义啊，
the third meaning,
复活带给我们无穷的希望啊。
The resurrection will bring us abundant hope.
我们看主耶稣已经死了三天了。
We can see that Lord Jesus he has died for 3 days.
还能够复活。
But he was still able to resurrect.
那他自己也说过啊。
And he himself has said this.
我就是生命，就是复活。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
啊，生命在我，复活也在我。
And life, I can have the power over resurrection and life.
就神能够使一个死人复活。
So God, He is able to make a dead person come back alive.
神能够以他大能使主耶稣基督以一个新的生命来展现。
And God can use His mighty power to make Lord Jesus' life renewed.
到现在科学家还是很难解释的。
And now the scientists, they still could not explain this.
人类用他的理智，用他的逻辑，也是很难去理解的。
Even through logic, we still cannot understand this.
但是就是给我们一个无穷希望啊。
But then this gives us an infinite hope.
我们有什么事情会比死更严重
？And what would be worse than death?
有的时候我们碰到很糟糕的事情，说啊，死了死了，惨了惨了。
And sometimes when we face something very terrible, then we'll think that death is better.
死了也没关系啊，还能够复活啊。
And because after we die, we can still resurrect.
这个都要练习的，这种态度观念要练习的。
But then we still have to make changes to our mentality.
啊，以前哦，我啊这边痛，就想啊会不会什么癌症啊
？And when I had aching at my side, I would think that am I having a cancer?
啊，头痛，想说哎会不会脑癌啊
？And when I having a headache, I might think that do I have brain cancer?
啊，脚痛，哎会不会骨癌啊
？And I have my leg is aching. Then I'll think that do I have bone cancer?
啊，现在啊，慢慢练习。
Right now, I started to practice, make practices.
就有一个正面的思想。
To think positively.
我就想到我的同学陈才仁弟兄啊。
Then I started to think about my
陈宏仁执事。
And classmate Deacon Chen.
啊，他胃癌。
He had a stomach cancer.
他本来是要死的。
And he was a He was, in fact, originally he was supposed to die.
他应该是要死在手术台上。
He was supposed to die on the surgery room.
他主耶稣要让他活，他就活。
But then Lord Jesus, he wanted him to live, and he lived.
只要他的细胞还有一个是活着，代表希望。
As long as his cell is still alive, then he still have hope.
所以我说利用他作为我的学习的目标啊。
So I learned from him.
所以我还活着，多有希望啊。
And I am still alive, so I'm full of hope.
再痛也没关系。
Even though it is still painful, then it is still okay.
事情再糟糕，还有转回的余地。
And no matter how bad the situation is, we can still turn it around.
神能够使主耶稣基督复活。
And God, He is able to make Lord Jesus resurrect.
带给我们无穷的希望。
And He has brought us limitless hope.
因为他已经战胜死亡。
Because He has already conquered death.
啊，最后请看罗马书。
Let us turn to Book of Romans.
十五章。
Chapter 15,
十五章十三节
verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
那我们一起念哦，罗马书十三十五章十三节
Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Let's read this together.
十五章十三节
15, verse 13.
啊，一边念。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。好，感谢主阿们。那我们现在请诗班啊上来献诗。
Now we'll ask the choir to present. Thank you.
感谢主的恩典啊！
谢谢
他们美妙的歌声。
Thanks the grace of God and for their wonderful voice.
有一次在参加学这个灵恩布道会的时候
，and there was one time during the evangelical service.
在祷告的时候
，and during the prayer.
有一位慕道者，他没有到前面来祷告，他坐在他的椅子上。
And there was one truth seeker who did not come to the front to pray, and he sat at the pew to watch the prayer.
传道们在按说，他两个眼睛就是一直往前看。
And when the preachers were laying hands on the people, his two eyes were watching the preacher.
还传道这个很不自在啊，他两个眼睛一直看着我们呢。
And the preachers, they were not feeling very comfortable because his two eyes were watching them.
后来结束以后，他起来做见证。
So after the service, he testified.
他说他刚刚就是看到这个天花板哦，这个屋顶上啊，本来是一个小洞，后来那个洞就越来越大。
And then he testified that he saw this a little hole on the ceiling, and then this hole became bigger and bigger.
天使啊在上面唱诗。
And the angels they were singing over in the heaven.
信徒们祷告就好像那个香哈香在一直往上升。
And the prayers of the members, they were like incense rising toward the heaven.
经过那个屋顶的那个破口就往上升上去。
And this incense go through the roof and through this hole and into the heaven.
所以我相信他们在诉讼啊，在上面有天使跟着他们在唱。
So I believe that when they were singing, the angels in heaven, they're also singing with them.
所以我们现在祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
我们不管是什么人生啊，各种不同的挑战。
No matter what kind of challenges we face in our life.
请大家不要说哇惨了这个字，不要再讲了。
We should not say, oh, it is finished, I'm done.
还有说死了也不要再讲了。
We should not say I'm dead.
因为我们的主耶稣已经战胜死亡。
Because Lord Jesus has already conquered death.